What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
And me? That makes two voiceover girls.
Oh, okay. What do you get when you have two voiceover girls separated by one pond and two perspectives?
Oh, I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen to Romy and Jessica as they share their journey into the voiceover industry.
Welcome back to the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. I'm Jessica Matheson.
Hi, I'm Romy Santosh.
So today, Romy, we're going to be talking with Alice Everdeen, a U.S. voice actor who got her start on Fiverr.
Oh, wow. That's really exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting. We hear a lot about Fiverr in, you know, groups and in blog posts and all kinds of places. And it's going to be interesting, I think, to get the perspective from somebody who started there.
Yes, absolutely. And I understand that Alice has done very well. So I think it'd be good to hear her story and see how her experience has been on this platform.
I agree. Well, let's have a listen. First, why don't you tell us a little bit about your VO journey?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I did a little bit of voiceover work for one of my jobs and decided that when COVID hit, I wanted to do more traveling. So I wanted to make some extra money on the side. So I made an account on Fiverr. And it's been a weird little journey. I started in a laundry basket lined with a mattress topper for $30 from Walmart and slowly, worked through the ranks, but yeah, I became an actual voiceover artist versus just working out of a laundry basket. And here I am.
Wow. And why did you choose Fiverr as a platform to begin with?
Well, I don't really have a great answer. A few months before that, I had ordered a jingle from somebody to introduce my YouTube channel. And I said to myself, okay, well, if other people are on it and, you know, they don't have to go through all these hoops to get a profile and make a gig, I was like, okay, I'll just try it myself and see how it goes. That's how I started on Fiverr. I didn't really do any research. I had done a few voiceovers for my job, so I kind of understood what being in the booth meant and what it meant to record scripts and stuff like that. But that was the extent of it. I didn't do any research beforehand, which I don't know if I'd advise to other people to just jump in blindly, but hey, it worked out. So
yeah. And did you look at any other platforms, any other P2Ps or sites?
No, I had no idea what I was doing. I just said, okay, let me try to make this profile and see how it goes.
And it worked. That's a cool thing.
I know, shockingly.
You mentioned that you had done some voiceover work and then you went to Fiverr when you had to order a jingle. How long have you been working on Fiverr?
Just to give you a little bit more backstory that I probably should have mentioned before, I worked in cable news for a while, and then I switched over to advertising company, which I really enjoyed because I got to do more TV production. And while I was there, I started doing some voiceovers just for fun. And, you know, they saved a buck too, because I was already in-house and I could do this and that. I was doing voiceovers for probably about 6 months at that job. And then I joined Fiverr in March of 2020. So it's been just over 2 years at this point.
Kind of in this. There's a lot of people that are like that, where 2020 was the year.
The turning point.
Yeah. Yeah. COVID changed everything for so many people, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily a bad thing for everyone. You know, lots of people have really come out well with it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Especially in voiceover. Yeah, for sure. Mm.
And what's your experience been on Fiverr over the last 2 years?
Oh, gosh. What a journey. A lot of highs, a lot of, I wouldn't say lows, but probably learning experiences is a better word. Just about pricing and customer relationships. And it's been great, though. I mean, I had no idea that making a profile on a website like that would completely change my life. And it truly has. I mean, I started in March, and by, I think, June or July, I was already full time. So I was able to quit my job. So it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And I think Fiverr gives people a lot of opportunity that the regular voiceover path doesn't. And it allows for a lot of flexibility in what people can do. And it allows people to kind of go outside of the mold of what a voiceover artist should be doing and the path they follow. So I think it gives a lot of great opportunities for people that wouldn't have it otherwise.
So what kind of gigs were you offering?
So I started out, and primarily I still just have my two main ones, which is a regular, just an American female voiceover. And then I have one for phone recordings. And those have pretty much been the only ones that I've offered. I have a couple others, but they're kind of like, they have one for script writing and I have one for video games, but those are the two primary ones I have.
Wow. And to go into full-time just with those two within a few months
was
amazing.
It was wild. Absolutely amazing. I remember my first month I made a couple $1,000s and I was like, oh my God. You know, I just made a profile and account. I had no idea that this could morph into something like that. And, you know, my boyfriend the whole time was like, you got to keep going with it. You got to keep trying it and pushing it. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I got here. And it's been a wild, wild ride. Very grateful though.
So what is your secret to success? Did you find that there's something in particular that you're doing that is making it so that you are experiencing the success level?
I wish I had like a secret formula, like on SpongeBob, you know, they have the secret formula for the Krabby Patties. I wish I had one of those. No, at least the first few months, what I would do is I would look at the profiles of the really successful top sellers in my category and just see what kind of reads they were doing, what kind of jobs they were getting, how they outlined their descriptions, what kind of demos they were using. And a lot of the first few months really just was going off of other people's what works and what doesn't work. And I mean, aside from that, I do the same things that most other people do. I mean, I have great communication with my clients. I try to over deliver. I try to get projects done extremely quickly. I put out good quality work. I wish I had a secret. And that's the thing is like people try to figure out the Fiverr algorithm all the time. And unfortunately, we're at the mercy of a computer. Like there's no formal way to figure it out or figure out the secret. It's just, in my opinion, you just try your best and hope something sticks.
Well, I guess Fiverr is named Fiverr, right? So everybody, I think overall has the impression that Fiverr is, you're making $5 to do this, or you have to work super, super hard to make small amounts of money. Has that been your experience, or have you found that there's more to it than just, you know, hey, go make $5 and work a lot to try to make a little bit of money?
Yeah, I think that's one of the best parts about Fiverr is you can set your own rates and your own parameters. And there are a lot of people who are, you know, they're churning out dozens of voiceovers every day for $10. But luckily, I'm able to raise my prices enough that they're at this point about industry standard. And that kind of gives me the freedom to choose how much work I want, because realistically, the higher I raise my prices, the less work I'm going to get. So there are definitely people who are putting out huge quantities of work, but I would rather not do that. I'd rather just have really high quality clients, be able to choose how much work I get, and have a manageable amount of orders that I'm not killing myself every day trying to churn out this work.
And can I just go back a little bit and ask, you said you had 6 months of voiceover work experience from your job that you were in. Did you do any training as well, as in, you know, voice training?
Yeah. So originally I did a few months at my job at the time, and then I joined Fiverr in March. And after about 2 months where I started making money, I was like, I should probably be kind of good at this if I'm making money off it, because it's kind of embarrassing if I'm putting out horrible quality stuff. So after that, I did a couple months later, I started getting some formal coaching. And since then I've coached with, I think, 3 or 4 different people. Mm-hmm. And I attended a bunch of workshops, like a bunch of group workouts. So thankfully there was some training in there. Otherwise, it'd probably be a very different story.
Sure. A lot of people have reservations about Fiverr and working on Fiverr for different reasons, like the $5 and all that kind of thing, and lowering the standards of the industry, et cetera, et cetera. What's your response to these people and their reservations about Fiverr?
I totally understand their concerns. I do think there are definitely times where it does devalue it. One thing I have noticed is that most of my clients, particularly at a lower price point, they didn't have the budget to pay industry rates. It was either a smaller budget on Fiverr, or they would find somebody within the company who could do it for free. It's not that people were choosing industry rates or something cheaper on Fiverr. It was just Fiverr or it was nothing. So to me, it's kind of like comparing people who would buy a Ford versus a Bentley, they're just different clientele. And Bentley doesn't take any, or Ford doesn't take any way any business from Bentley. They're just completely different target markets. So I do understand people's points. That's been my experience thus far. And I know J. Michael Collins had put an article out a few months ago, I guess at this point. Unfortunately, whether you like it or not, Fiverr and the Fiverr business model is here to stay. And yes, it's the future. It's it's going to be here. And there are other voiceover casting websites that have kind of followed in its path and tried to do a similar model. And I know voices.com is kind of headed that way. So unfortunately, we all just have to adapt and we have to get used to it. And it's not that people have to join the site, but people do have to expect this moving forward. It's to me, it's very similar to AI. AI is the future. AI is going to get to the point where it's going to be comparable to regular voiceover artists. And unfortunately, we have to adapt and do our best to stay relevant and still book jobs.
One of the other concerns that I've heard from some folks in the industry that gets brought up when talking about Fiverr is the idea that someone might get a job from a client, you know, because people are booking national clients and international clients and things like that. And there's great, look, I got this client on Fiverr, you know, and I made a decent amount of money. And then later on, they discover that they might be able to audition for something in that same industry, but they can't get the job because there's an exclusivity contract with that particular product, service, industry, something like that. Have you come up against that at all? Or have you heard of folks on Fiverr coming up against that?
No, I actually don't have any experience with that, which is probably a good thing. But no, I haven't run into that at all. I have heard of a lot of people saying that websites like Fiverr or I guess Upwork too, which I kind of feel like there's a blurred line, because I think the difference is Fiverr, your prices are visible. Whereas on Upwork, people are doing the same exact thing and have been for many years, but they just, it's not a public facing thing. But one thing I've heard a lot is that, you know, if you have a Fiverr profile, you will be blacklisted and you can't get any jobs, you can't get agents. And I think that agents and casting directors are starting to realize that, like I said before, this is the way things are going. And, you know, I was told multiple times, I remember one of my articles that I was featured in was posted in the one of the voiceover groups, and all the comments were, well, she's going to get blacklisted, she won't be able to get any jobs, XYZ. And I was added to the roster of one of the top agents in the country a few months later. So I think people are warming up to the idea that Fiverr is the future, that model is the future. And realistically, they don't really care where you make money. They just care that you can make the money, because realistically, this whole industry is based on money. And if you're talented enough that you can make them money, then that's been my experience so far.
So do you have any advice or words of wisdom, tips and tricks, anything like that, that you might offer someone newer to the industry who wants to get started either on Fiverr or otherwise?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, like I mentioned, I feel like in the past, people have been very, if you do A, B, and C in this order, you will be successful, or that's the only way you can do it. And like I said, things changing and, you know, working from home with COVID and affordable recording equipment and being able to soundproof your closet. And these are things that have all just shifted the way the industry is moving. So I always suggest that people find their own path. There's no set way to do anything anymore. You know, I got started in a laundry basket. I self-produced my own demos for a while. I was making excellent money, and I hadn't even gotten coaching yet. Like I did not follow the normal path, but it ended up working for me in the long run. And I'm really grateful for that. Aside from that, I would say, as much as I don't really agree with a lot of the pay-to-play website models, where kind of like voices.com, where you're just churning out dozens of auditions and half of them don't get listened to and your booking rate is abysmally low, there is a lot of value for me that came out of having to do so many auditions all the time. It was just not overthinking my read and not having time to get in my head, because I didn't want to spend too much time on an audition. Figuring out what kind of work I was getting booked for. I really nailed down my editing process. I think there was so much value that came out of just pushing myself in terms of quantity and how much work I was, even just auditions, how much work I was putting out. I learned so much in just a couple months of really auditioning hard every day. So as much as I don't appreciate a lot of the aspects of those kind of auditioning pay-to-play sites. I do think there's a lot of value in quantity and quality, of course, but quantity certainly is important.
The idea that practice makes progress.
For sure. Yeah. I realized very quickly that my reads at the start of my career were better than the ones about a year in, because I had no idea what I was doing. I was just literally just being me behind a microphone. And it wasn't until I started getting in my head and second guessing myself where I was, you know, I kept getting the comment that, you know, my reads were too robotic and I didn't understand it. And I remember reading online for tips for being conversational. And one of the tips I got was forget everything you ever learned about voiceover. And it just clicked in my head that it wasn't how I was reading it or where my intonation was or where my inflection was. It was me being me. And that's why I get hired. And that's why every voiceover artist get hired, because they bring personality and they bring themselves behind the mic. And I think there's a lot to be said as just that candid response to things and not having time to overthink them or think to yourself, I need to sound like a voiceover artist. What would that sound like? That'll do a lot more damage than just showing up and hoping for the best sometimes.
Yeah, that's so true. I've done that myself where I'm thinking I'm like putting a good, nice conversational, whatever read for it. And then I go back and I listen to it and I scrap the whole thing and I start over because I'm just like, that was not me at all. That was somebody's script, you know?
And I remember one of my coaches said, because I always, usually I would do a take two or three times and I would go with my last take. And what one of my coaches made me realize is that usually my first take was my best take because I didn't have time to overthink it. I just read it the way I thought it should be read. And that my intuition was usually the best the first time. Mm. And it really made me just stop overthinking everything and getting out of my head. And that's when I started taking off my headphones to record. And, you know, I would walk into the booth and just start talking because that's how I got a more natural read. And I would add these on ramps and I would try to pick a person that I was talking to. And it completely changed my read style.
I know a lot of times I'll face a script that'll, you know, be for an audition or something like that. And I won't even read it through. I'll do a cold read the first time through. And if it's messy, then I know that, okay, I've got to record that again. But if I can get a really cool, like off the cuff read out of that first read, then that's awesome. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. For sure.
Are you still very much on Fiverr? Or are you also branching out into other platforms?
Yeah. So right now I'm on Fiverr and then I also get my agent's auditions. And I've been really pushing self-marketing because having all your eggs in mostly one basket is never a good idea. So I bought Mark Scott's marketing playbook and I'm like going module by module and trying to do those things. And it's been working out. So I'm excited to do more self-marketing and be able to have, as he put it, when you go through these websites, they're not your clients. They're their clients. They're not my clients. They're Fiverr's clients. They're voices.com's clients. So I thought that was really valuable. So I've been really pushing the self-marketing and going that direction.
Very nice.
Yeah. Cool. You guys got any Fiverr questions for me?
I've got all kinds of questions, but I don't understand how Fiverr really functions, you know, and, you know.
Yeah, it's for sure an option. And there are a lot of voiceover artists that are on Fiverr and they use other people's pictures because they don't want people knowing who they are. Mm-hmm. So that's a way a lot of people go. Even my coach, one of my coaches, after she realized that I had success on Fiverr, she told me that she made a profile and didn't use her name, didn't use her picture. And she was like, how are you getting work? Because I haven't gotten anything. And I've been doing this for 20 years. So yeah, it's really interesting to see how Fiverr and other similar websites are just completely shaking up the world at this point. I mean, I think Fiverr is worth $58 billion or something at this point. It's just, it's insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't realize it. I mean, I knew it was a big company, but I didn't realize it was
that
big.
No, I didn't think.
Especially with the rise of COVID. They went public right around the same time. And I remember thinking to myself, should I buy stock? And I was like, nah, I don't really have the money right now. silly, silly me. Right. I'd never have to do voiceovers again.
Right. Yeah, I don't even think of those things. So that's brilliant.
Yeah. I knew somebody one time who had Coca-Cola stock that they had bought at a low price, and it went for a 3-for-1 split. And he went from having like $10,000 worth of shares to $30,000 worth of shares overnight because they split.
The stock. My gosh. And
so it lowered the stock price initially, but then the stock went immediately up because people started buying up the shares that were now available.
Wow. Yeah. It's wild how one small thing like that can completely change trajectory in people's lives. I don't know.
Crazy, crazy. Well, cool.
It is nice because I don't have to do any advertising. Mm-hmm. You can gladly take 20% if I don't have to do anything except put on my computer, like turn on my computer that day. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Sort of cost of doing business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the way I think about it too is 20% is definitely high, but you have websites like voices.com who are taking money significant chunks, and you're paying for a membership and they're charging the client a bunch of money, which I think is not good either. So it's like, you know, choose your battles and choose your evil in a way.
Right. Wow. It's interesting that Alice was able to pretty quickly grow her kind of part-time thing into her full-time career through Fiverr. What'd you think?
I know. I thought that was an amazing story. I love the way that it was kind of organic, really, that Alice went in without much training and so on. And just organically, the whole thing grew. And over time, she's been able to understand the whole industry and also move on from the platform itself and find lots of other opportunities. Or they've come to her. They found her, it sounds like. It's been a really amazing journey, and I love it.
Yeah. All right. That was really interesting and informative. I appreciate what Alice had to say about Fiverr. We hear so much about it, and I think it's really cool to be able to hear the other side of the coin, so to speak. Someone who's coming from Fiverr and growing their business from there. So until next time, make sure you like, subscribe, and share the podcast with everybody. I mean, everybody. We want to grow this podcast. We want to get our word out there. So like, subscribe, and share. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group, that's facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Jessica, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know, but if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.